Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. If you feel like you want to share your idea, your concepts, your experiences with the world, if you dream of being up on a stage or a platform, but honestly don't know how you possibly could ever achieve the fame of people like Zig Ziglar and others that are so renowned for their work, well, we've got a guest today that's going to give us some inside track information. She's taken away all the bells and whistles. She's gotten down to the bare bones. And my guest is Kathleen Fillmore. Her book is The Six-Figure Speaker, Formula for a Six-Figure Income as a Professional Speaker. Kathleen, welcome to my show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, I can tell you, having done speaking and been around the block a few times with various experiences, when I found out about your book, I thought, I've got to find out what this lady has to say. Mm-hmm. Dottie Walters is a lady who passed away not too long ago that was renowned in the speaking industry, and she tried to pass along her knowledge here in the U.S. to the best of her capacity for a number of the years that she was out in that forum. But you have done something that I think is quite good. You've put together a number of different articles by different people who really are pros in the business. And this is no nonsense. You have done a wonderful job with this. You yourself are the president of Speakers Gold, a five-star bureau. You're in Canada. You yourself have written more than 300 articles, and you've done 4 books. And you really put this book together because you wanted people to know what it took. Why, how did you get started in all of this?
Well, I actually sold my house, quit my job, and moved to Nova Scotia for a year or two as a career change. I had been teaching English, and I went to Nova Scotia to write. And after a couple of weeks, I got bored, and I'd burned all my bridges, so that was a little unnerving. Like, I really was sick of writing about my own story. So what happened is I started the our version of NSA, which is CAPS here in Canada. I started the Halifax branch of CAPS, and I started a newsletter for speakers, and I started business writing. And then I realized that that was the writing I loved to do, marketing and business. And so that's what I began doing, and I began connecting speakers in different parts of the country because people in Ontario knew nothing about what was going on in Nova Scotia. And 3 years later, I came back to Ontario and started my bureau and my consulting practice with speakers.
When you did this, did you have any idea the evolution that you would evolve through in this professional arena?
None whatever. I mean, I started out so starry-eyed in thinking, oh, gosh, but I wonder if I could do this. And then I realized at some point that I really didn't want to do this, but I really want to be a support for people who do this. So the platform doesn't call me so much. It's the books and the marketing and the being a support to speakers that calls me more. But also, I've seen the industry evolve. I mean, I was talking to a group of business consultants today on my advisory board, and I was saying the publishing industry, the publishing model has been broken. It's being reconfigured as we speak. The music model has been broken, and that's being reconfigured. And I believe that the typical speaking model, the one that Dottie Walters promoted, that is also broken.
Tell us how it's changed then. What is it that's different? I mean, before you had the high promotional figures, you had the motivational speaking, and I call it a lot of it the rah-rah-rahs, And that was really the hot buzz. How's it change?
Well, you know, I think people got sick and tired of it, and they realized that there wasn't a lot of substance underneath the fluff, and they really, speakers really started to believe their own press, and they came with their entourage, and it just didn't work for people because they were being very demanding. They were sending in huge bills after the event, is after they've been paid for speaking, but huge bills for hotels and food and wine and all this. And I think in the 80s, people were starting to scale back, and they really wanted something to show for their money. It wasn't all about show anymore. It was about leaving something behind of value.
All right, so here we are in today's world. There may be those individuals who are listening to the show today that say, oh, I would just love to be able to be that speaker. I mean, there's nothing more enjoyable than being up in front of others and being able to share my concept. What am I going to do? Well, right off the bat in your book, you have a foreword by Orville Ray Wilson. He's part of the Guerrilla Marketing book and marketing group, and I just loved what he said. Most professional speakers fail. He said, if you want to make a six-figure income, then being a speaker is not the best way to go about it. There is no glamour with it. Contrary to popular opinion, it is not glamour. There is the preparation. If you're going to be teaching a class, you've got to have materials to give out. You have all of these things, all of this prep work, and you may only have a half hour to give it in. You better be prepared.
I loved that foreword, you know. I asked him a couple of times if he would do the foreword, and I was expecting what most forwards are, a little blah, 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 and it's great, buy this book. He didn't do that. He really sat down. He really searched his heart. He really spent some serious time on that, and he gave honest, from the heart feedback and from the trenches, because he's been there. He's experienced both the ups and downs of the speaking world, and what he had to say was so in line with my whole philosophy behind the book. I was just so thrilled that he did that, and that he took the time to do that. That was really great. It's not all glamour, and he shows the image of what happens when the speech is over, and you know, the room is looking horrible, and everyone's left, and it's all empty, and now it's back to sit in the airport. It's not all glamour by any means, and I think we have to be realistic about that, and really decide whether or not that's what we want to do. And I think too that the other thing that is broken in the industry, that if you only want to be a keynote speaker, that was a model that worked several years ago. It is not a business model that works for very many people anymore. What works today? Well, I think you need to diversify. What you've really got to offer is your intellectual property. Here's what you've got to offer people. What is in between your two ears. That's it. And you can package it in many, many different ways. Some of the clients I work with, I steer them away from keynote speaking because I can tell over the phone that they're not all that great, or probably not all that great on the platform. So then we figure out summit meetings, mastermind groups, retreats, training, consulting, all sorts of things that suit people. But we can all do some of that, and we need to be, as speakers, those of you who are speakers, need to be very, very flexible in what you do and think of the different ways to package it that suit your particular personality.
I think that is excellent advice, and that is not something that is typically stated. And I think you are so correct. There are some people, when they are speaking, they don't realize they don't have that presence that is going to be necessary being up in front of a group of people. And there's no absolute as far as that presence goes, but you need to find that venue that is going to be most suitable for you so that you're not going to be looked at and people go, oh, ho, hum, why is this person here? I'm so bored. I talked with a friend just the other night. She went to a major meeting over in an area of the state of Washington, and she was all revved up, and she said there was one speaker that was really quite good, but after that, everything was so mundane, it was so boring. The people that had put the program together had given no thought to the content of what they were bringing in. And the speakers just fell flat on their face. She said she was so disappointed.
Well, you know what? I mean, if anyone can sing, and there are people who say anyone can, and I'm probably proof of that, then anyone can give a powerful speech. The reason we don't is that we tend to back away from really moving into our full power. And I've rarely met anyone, except maybe Celine Dion, who just willingly moves into their own brilliance. Here's the reason we hold back on the platform, and I'm not saying they weren't good speakers. I'm saying they weren't yet good speakers because they weren't fully in their power. But anyone in their power is a phenomenal speaker, and you rarely see it. Here's the thing. If Donna, you're on the platform, and I'm listening to you speak, and I say, well, geez, I mean, she didn't do a thing for me, that Donna, I don't know. And there will be someone who in the audience who will say that, and it will probably get back to you, and you will say, well, she doesn't know me because that wasn't really me. Now, right? What happens if you put your heart and soul into it and you give it everything you've got, and there will be that person who says, geez, Aunt Donna, she really didn't do it for me. Where's your defense then?
Mm-hmm.
That was really you, and that person didn't like you. Does, you know, that make you not legit? I mean, what does that do to you? So until you come to terms with that and realize that you'll have your detractors and you just go out there full force anyway.
And take your joy and you and what you're presenting with you out there and just let it shine.
And let it shine. And if you don't, you are doing such a disservice to your audience and to yourself and to the universe. You are. And, you know, if you really fully move into that message, it will be extraordinarily powerful.
Commitment is important. You address economics, which I think is so important when it comes to speaking. It is one of the most untalked about areas regarding speaking. Because you cannot be flying to New York, do your speaking, and be paid 50 cents for it. It's just not going to cut it. Let's talk about the economic side, Kathleen.
Okay. There are a lot of speakers out there who talk about the law of attraction and their spiritual people and so on, and yet they have no business plan or sense of business, and they're not comfortable asking for a healthy fee. And I'm saying I don't think that they're really all that lined up with the spirituality at all. So that these people are not grounded, and there are a lot of people that fit into that category. The economics is that, let's say you charge $3,000 for a speech, which is way low, but let's say you do. What happens is that even if it's in your own backyard, that speech takes 3 days out of your life, because the day before, you don't want to go out for coffee with someone or shopping. You are focused on your delivery the next day. And the next day, chances are you're at the conference. And if you've done a great job, the next day you should be just wiped out or at least chilling out and just relaxing. So there's 3 days, and we're not even talking about all the preparation and all your life experience that has brought you to this point.
Right.
So, and we're not talking travel either, because although you get paid for travel, no one pays you for the hours you lose in travel,
mm-hmm.
and that can be significant. So 3 days, $1,000 a day, that's not a lot of money.
Not in today's world, it isn't.
No, it's not, and it's not sustainable. I mean, you can't do this every 3 days either. So you've got to charge enough to consider, take into account all of those factors, and you've also got to make sure that if you're a $5,000 speaker, which is really entry level, high-end entry level, you've got to have the materials and a little video, short video, to back that up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of speakers start out and say, well, I think I'm worth $5,000. Well, that's fine, but if you haven't articulated that on paper in a way that's going to get your client excited, then you're going to have an uphill battle convincing him that you're worth $5,000.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely true. Now, you have so many wonderful people in your book that bring forth so many good points. And one of them is being aware of timing and time itself. And one of the most significant protocols, is, and this is something that I strongly believe in, and you bring it out in the book, you make sure that you are right where you're supposed to be ahead of time.
Yeah.
You don't wait until the last minute and just come waltzing in. You have to check on your equipment. You have to make sure that everything in that room is situated. You know where you're going to be speaking. I can't tell you the times that I've gone to do speaking engagements that people hadn't even finished setting the room up. You had no idea where the microphone was going to be or if the microphone was working. Nobody had tested for voice level or volume. You have to be aware of the acoustics in the room. How is the seating going to be? Are you going to be able to move among your audience? Are you a speaker that just stands behind the podium? I'm not. I'm right out in front. I mean, I love interacting with the audience. So when you go in, and the last appearance I had, the people that were supposed to be helping me, they were at lunch. And so I go in, the sound guy comes in, I introduce myself, the speaker, it's up to the speaker to be in charge of their space. You cannot be a prima donna. This is not the time or the place for it. You're being paid for what you do. You have to make sure that everything's going on. How would you address what I've just said?
Well, I think it's true, and you need to be there. You're expected to be there. I mean, in the industry, not necessarily the meeting planner, but in the industry, it's expected that the speaker will show up at least an hour early to do a sound check and check out the room. It's really hard to own that room later if you've never even visualized it ahead of time. So even if everything's perfect for you, you don't know in what way it's perfect. You've really got to see that room and visualize yourself out there and really capturing the audience. And so I did a showcase with my speakers in front of meeting planners, and one of the speakers, actually the MC, so a real central part of the program, called me on his cell saying, I'm in the building, I'll talk to you later, and then hung up, and like I had no idea where he was, and it was 15 minutes before things were to start. I was not happy. And meeting planners need to know that you've arrived the night before if it's a travel thing, and need to hear from you and know where you are and where they can reach you. They need your cell phone. They need your hotel room. They need all that information. This is no time to do a disappearing act. You've really got to show up for them because they have so much on at stake, and they don't know where you are.
That's right. And also what's important for people to realize, if they're working with a speaker's bureau, such as yours, or any speaker's bureau, that bureau's credibility depends on the performance that you give.
Well, that's exactly right. I had a call from a client, it wasn't a client of mine, they booked a speaker that I represented through another bureau, and they couldn't reach that bureau, so they called me and said, do you know where he is or how to get him? And I didn't have a cell phone number, and I said, no, I don't. And they said, well, he was supposed to speak an hour ago.
Oh, my
word. So he showed up 2 hours late, and he managed to make a big joke of it, and everyone laughed, and they were okay with it afterwards, but they should not have been, and I would never, never book him. I took him right off my roster. I would, you know, that's so inappropriate. You need to if you're going to be late for whatever reason, you need to let people know that.
Absolutely, because sometimes there are circumstances you can't control.
Yeah.
I mean, there can be a serious accident on a freeway where you cannot move for 3 hours, or there can be any number of things. So it's very, very important that this positioning of responsibility is honored as such. You brought up that we, whenever we speak, we need to be that expert. We need to talk about what we know best. And speaking candidly in developing rapport with an audience is so important. And all I can say is it takes practice. Now, we have, talked about a few things here. How does someone go about finding out who to contact? I mean, what do we need? If we wanted to be a speaker and we wanted to come to you, Kathleen, what are you going to request? I mean, what do you need? What should someone that wants to be able to be a speaker, what are they going to need to give to you?
Well, first of all, they need to know their central message. They need to know what the benefits are to the audience. Once they know their central message, that should also tell them who their audience is, because, it should be certain groups of people. They need a really well-designed one-pager. One of my highest-paid speakers, her content really was nothing that one couldn't find in a library, but her materials were so state-of-the-art that she got whatever fee she asked for because she was so credible, and her delivery was great as well. So you need really beautiful, well-designed materials. I believe it all starts with the positioning. Don't start anything until you know you have the strongest positioning possible. You have a powerful statement to make, a powerful message, and that is translated, that is articulated on paper. That's where you begin, because without that, you're going to hit a ceiling, a financial ceiling, very, very soon, and you're going to hurt your branding. So start with the positioning. Then create that one-pager which needs your titles on it, descriptions of the benefits of your speeches, a client list if you have one, testimonials, your photo, bio, and so on. And then that's your basic marketing tool. I'll need that. I need a bit of a video, 2 or 3 minutes of a video even is enough, but these days everyone is looking for that video. They don't want to hire people who look good on paper who end up not being good speakers, and that's happened quite a lot. So people are a little wary of that.
But you, in your video, you don't want a half-hour presentation.
I don't want a half-hour presentation, and why would you want to give that away anyway? I want your strongest moments.
The strongest moments. So if someone does have a video, then they need to have it edited.
They need to have it edited, and the price is not in so much the videotaping, it's in the editing, but it's worth it. That is something that's a worthwhile investment. When you reach a certain level that your video ends up being credible, then it's time to put a little money into it and have a streaming video. Although there are some speakers who do well without it, but that's the exception.
You talk about finding clients. You list a number of websites that I just think is marvelous. And then there are points about how to not leave money on the table. And you go into talking about how you can use PR. I mean, there's so much in your book. And what I like is that it's in a very tight, well structured format. Every one of the people that submitted material to you did it in such a way that they are giving all of the high points of information, and it's great. Now, why is a bureau so valuable?
Well, a bureau really stands behind the speakers. So let's say I'm a meeting planner and you call me and you tell me you're a great speaker. Well, of course you do. That does mean you are. And you can be very credible in a number of ways, but I still don't know that you're a great speaker. And, of course, speakers are good talkers. So what happens is meeting planners have been snowed by these sweet talkers over and over again and hired them on the basis of them saying they're good and had them up on the platform only to discover that they're not. And then that meeting planner could lose her job for that. So here's where a bureau comes in. If I recommend you to another client, I am putting my reputation on the line. If a client comes in and looking for Donna for a sales conference, I'll say, well, Donna's a really good speaker, but I'm not sure she's right for a sales conference. Her expertise is really in this area, but let me suggest so-and-so. That's what a bureau will do. You know, you sometimes have to steer people away. Sometimes they go way over their budget. They want the great big name speaker, and they don't have a budget. So you have to steer them away. And that's what bureaus do. But we stand behind our speakers, and we would be out of business if we put the wrong person in. So we can find the right speaker for you. And it doesn't cost the person anything. So speakers pay 25 to, actually, the rates are going up to 35% commission, which I think is really very, very high. The lowest rate would be 25% for a bureau. But if they can bring you in a client you couldn't find on your own, it's well worth it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And the thing is, and I've heard this from speakers that have worked extensively with bureaus, that it takes a big load off of them in many ways because they would much rather be able to link with the bureaus and have them as part of their working team so that they can be booked. Because there are those few individuals, and I say few because there really are not very many, that might have 100, 120, some have even said they've gone 140 appearances in a year. Will you stop and think about that?
Yeah.
I mean, they're on planes all the time. They can't have any family life. They don't have the time for one.
Yeah.
It's just on the go. But some of them decide to do that because that's what they want to reach for. Now, some of this may sound so overwhelming to people that they go, oh, my goodness, I don't think I ever could do that. Well, you don't have to do 120 a year. Maybe you only want to do 10. Maybe you only want to do 20.
Yeah.
Because you're a writer or you're involved in a business of your own. And there are so many opportunities here. How many people do you represent, Kathleen?
I represent about 60 people. I do not want to be a match the dots bureau. I really want to know these people I represent, and I stand behind them. I'm not looking for volume. I'm looking for great speakers. So I'm moving up to 100, but I'm at about the 60 level now, somewhere in the 60s.
You have a comment by Dr. Charles Digert in your book that I thought was so absolutely marvelous. He said, one of the secrets of success is to leave people with something they've never heard before that they could apply to improve their lives.
Yeah.
And make sure your speaking engagement is a good fit for you and not to be afraid to turn it down if it isn't.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody from a physical fitness organization says, gee whiz, I want you, and you go, wow, yeah, you're going to get $10,000 for the gig, but maybe you just don't fit into that, it's okay to say no. And people say, you're nuts. That's all that money. Why would you say no?
Well, I don't know if I'd say no. I would say I have a really wonderful colleague who I can recommend who's perfect for this. Because truly, if you know someone who is perfect for this and you take it and you know you're not that great, that is not a good thing, and you're not going to feel good about it, and you're not going to do an excellent job, and it will hurt you in the long run. So you recommend your colleague, and next time around he will recommend you for something else, or you'll take a commission off that recommendation. So you don't have to turn it down. You can use it in another way, but not a good idea for you to do it if it's not your field.
Well, Kathleen, we've covered a lot. There is so much more in your book. I just think it's absolutely a marvelous tool for anybody to utilize. Now, do you have a website that people can go to find out more about your bureau? Do you just book in Canada? Do you book in the U.S.? I mean, or do you go across the border, you might say?
I book in North America. I've got an office in Phoenix as well as in Toronto, and my website is speakersgold.com. And also my book, The Six-Figure Speaker, is available on Amazon.com, and I got 3 5-star reviews, so I'm very, very happy, and total strangers, too.
Well, that is wonderful. I can see why you got the 5 stars. It's
absolutely
excellent. Kathleen, as we're closing out, and I want to mention again, Speakers Gold, speakers, plural, speakersgold.com. And, Kathleen, it's been an absolute delight. Thank you for being my guest today. I can understand why you've been so successful with your bureau, and I don't think it'll take long for you to reach that 100.
Thank you so much.
This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break in just a moment, but don't forget, write this down. SpeakersGold.com. That's where you go to find out more about Kathleen Fillmore, her wonderful book, and other information that may come in handy for you. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Don't you go anywhere. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyND.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on BBSRadio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hello, this is Donna Sebo, and oh my goodness, we've just got so many good things to share with you today. Give me a buzz, though, if you would like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. That's right. Now, these are the telephone numbers to call in to, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888 815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And then after that, you are welcome to ask me about anything that you like. And I really mean that. I'm an information resource. That's what I like to tell people about my mind skills. So, hey, I'm here. I'm available. And if you'd like to utilize them, just give me a call again, 877-876-5227, Canadians, 888-815-9756. Well, there's a lot going on in the world today, and so many things are happening, but I don't know about you. I absolutely love going out and just perusing the neighborhoods just because there is so much beauty. Spring is phenomenal. And, of course, in the Pacific Northwest, which is where I'm located, the beauty of spring just keeps expanding and expanding and expanding. And we have the rhodies, we have roses that are beginning to bloom, the geraniums are just busting their buttons with color, and there's just so many things that are such a joy to look at. And sometimes our temps get a little bit cool, and so we put on a light jacket, and I just like to walk with my Scotties around the neighborhoods because the different gardens, they're all of these different colors and different flowers. Well, a lot of people in the Northwest, when we're in this time of the year, are just going to every gardening facility around because when the sun does come out, man, we're out there hustling and bustling because we know that within just a short period of time, if we're busy in our gardens and we do what we need to do, we are going to have color filling our yards and our parks and everything else for the next 4 to 6 months. And it's absolutely glorious. Now, if you don't have a green thumb, and I have friends that don't have green thumbs. In fact, they say anytime they touch a plant, it automatically turns black and dies. Well, that doesn't have to be the case. You know, if you really want to attract different kinds of creatures, like your butterflies, you want to attract hummingbirds, you want to attract bees, you want to attract all kinds of things. Yes, bees. You want to attract bees because they do a lot of pollinating. They're wonderful in the environment. So here are some suggestions that I came across that I think are absolutely fabulous. No green thumb, pick up daisies. Yes, and they come in all kinds of colors, too. They grow in just about any kind of soil, any kind of climate, and they are beautiful. And you can plant them together, and they will just give you this rainbow of color, if you like, or just maybe one great area just filled with one particular color. Also, and I love this suggestion, don't forget bunnies. Now, we used to have bunnies in our yard all the time until we put up our fence. Well, bunnies are absolutely happy as they can be, and they're more fun to watch. They really are. You don't like them in your vegetable garden, I know. But you can have absolutely all of these wonderful creatures coming in and bringing a vitality to your environment. If you want to attract bunnies, sprinkle white Dutch clover seeds in the grass. Now, this is something that I don't know about you, but when you're out walking around, it used to be with my husband, we'd get up real early in the morning. We'd be out walking at 5 a.m., and we'd encounter deer. We would see the does with their fawns. We would see the bucks out because they're out in our area of country early in the morning. And it is an experience you just cannot imagine unless you have it. It's just amazing. And they disappear like ghosts after a while, and they're very quiet. So when you come upon them, it's just such a thrill. The same thing with seeing the bunnies. And when you see the raccoons, and you realize that there is so much life that's around you, that most of the time doesn't want you to know it's there. So when you can be out and about, you just will find it a wonderful experience. And walking is great for you. Improves your circulation, helps that lymphatic system, and keeps you looking svelte and whatever. Wildflower gardens. You can go out and you can just plant all kinds of things. Now, something that many people have found they enjoy are Zen gardens. Now, that takes some thoughtful planning because you're going to use stones or have lines in a sand quarter or section that you maybe will make patterns with a rake. And it's something that people find is very soothing. It's very calming. And they will have their own kind of water fountains. And there are now water fountains that you can get that don't have to be run by electricity. They are self-perpetuating water fountains. They're really amazing to see. But you can get all kinds of things. And you don't have to have a great big amount of space. If you live in an apartment and you have a little balcony, you could create your own little Zen garden. There are things that you can do. I have a client that when she showed me a picture of her balcony in this huge condominium building, I just had to laugh. She had these plants. She was had the only balcony that had life on it. All the rest of them were very sterile. Not her. She had these beautiful plants, and she had a piece of art that was outside that just fit with the weather that we have here. It's just amazing. Herb gardens are something else, too, that are wonderful to have. Herbs, you can use them in your cooking every day. They're filled with antioxidants and immunity boosters. And, you know, it's going to really do something for you when you can get your hands into the dirt. It really makes a difference when you're out there and you're planting it. You can have bee balm that'll add color and a wonderful minty fragrance to your garden. And if you dry the leaves on this particular plant, you'll find that it's a caffeine-free tea. It's great. Mint is wonderful, but I recommend if you're going to do mint, don't do what we did. We happened to put it in our garden, and it took over everything. Mint is amazing stuff. It just is prolific, and it'll come up year after year after year. So if you want to do herbs, if you don't want stuff spreading in your garden hither, thither, and yon, then put them in pots and buy the type of pot that you want. A friend of mine has a rosemary bush that she said, and she's Italian, and Janet said, when you have rosemary in my family, there has been a tradition that they say the bigger the bush, if you have a rosemary bush that's just huge, which hers is, it means the woman is the boss of the house. If your rosemary bush doesn't get very big, it means it's male-dominated. So I don't know that that's true or not. I can just tell you her rosemary bush is absolutely phenomenal. And she constantly is trimming it and cutting it and giving it away. But I'll tell you what, she is, too, the boss of the house. Catnip seeds around your yard, well, you know what? They will grow, and if you have a kitty, they won't dig them up per se, but they will definitely be in the area, and they'll like the plant. So especially if you're a cat lover, that would be something you want to do. And again, you can put these in pots. And there's just, you know, with herbs, once you put them in the ground, once they go, and you can go to any of your stores, you know, your primary stores like Home Depot and other gardening facilities, and they've already got them ready for you. All you have to do is pick them up and put them in the ground. You can start your own seedlings if you want. I saw all the equipment you could buy if you wanted to do that. I'm too lazy. I can't be bothered with that stuff. I want it so it's already potted, already sprouting, and I can just stick it in the dirt and let it be. I am not what you'd call a gardener's gardener, not in any shape or form. But I do love it, and I love to see the gardens come together, and I love to put the plants out. And we're reaping the benefits already of beauty by seeing what we planted a month ago coming to life with the warmer temperatures that are coming about in the Pacific Northwest. So if you enjoy gardens, hey, this is the time to really put the effort and the energy into it, because it is going to reward you in so many wonderful, wonderful ways. And you'll get oohs and ahs from people that stop by. And you don't have to have a huge budget to do it either. This is Donna Sebo. I want to invite you to give me a buzz if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Here's the telephone numbers to call, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And all I need is your first name or your initial, and then after that, well, you can ask me anything that you like after I give you my insights. Now, I want to let you know who's going to be coming up. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Rose Tree. We're going to be talking about cutting cords of attachment. There isn't an individual on this planet that hasn't had situations, environments, persons, something that they have found they were bound to emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, and they say, I want to break this. I want to get rid of it. Well, Rose is going to have some very good insights for us, so you're not going to want to miss that. And we've got a wonderful lineup of guests that will be with us in the coming month. And by the way, the list is already up on bbsradio.com, so you can just go in there and check and see who's going to be coming up. Next week, we'll be talking about karma cards and all kinds of good things. So we've just got a dynamic lineup. So you are welcome to be a part of it. And also, if you have any stories or any suggestions about subject matter that you would like to know more about, give me a call or send me an email at donna@delphiinternational.com. And then I will be glad to check it out and then share it if there is that opportunity on the air. Now, if you want to avoid Alzheimer's, chemicals, obesity, and smoking, they say it is all linked to this, but they feel that there are ways to avoid it. Now, the best of my knowledge, and you can call in and you can correct me, but they really don't know if anybody has Alzheimer's disease until after they've died and they do an autopsy. They have not yet been able to determine that you have it. There may be a judgment, but it may not be true. Diet has a big, big impact on our lives, obviously. In the University of Alabama at Birmingham, they found that mice who were given the equivalent of 5 sodas a day for 6 months were worse on memory tests than those who drank plain water. Those poor little mice, my goodness. No wonder they did poorly. Who'd want to, as little as they are? My gracious. They also had more than twice the amyloid plaque in their brains, a sign of Alzheimer's, and gained 17% more weight than the others. I wonder what the human equivalent would be relative to what they gave the mice. You probably would have to drink cartons of this stuff, but it isn't really good for you. Now, they're not sure whether the sugar or weight gain was more to blame, but cutting back seems a good idea. And people who described themselves as goal-oriented and able to control impulses were less likely to develop the disease, according to a study of almost 1,000 people. And they say conscientious types are better able to cope with distress. Also, baby monkeys exposed to lead showed Alzheimer's-like symptoms, including amyloid plaque, years later, according to another study. So all of these things make a difference. They really do. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break. Don't you go away now. We've got more good things to share. Plus, give me a call if you'd like to chat.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. I was talking just a few minutes ago about gardening, and be sure to take time to be aware of all the wonderful creatures that occupy our environments. And again, here in the Pacific Northwest, we have so many. I mean, my goodness, last year we even had a cougar that graced our presence with his wonderful demeanor, which was totally unexpected. It was last summer. It was something that was just unbelievable to us. We still talk about it today. I don't know that it'll ever happen again. But anyway, there was a woman, and I just, Frida, she's just such a nice gal. And she has a bit of a message to share, and I thought that I'd share it with you because it just seemed to fit with what I was talking about with gardening a moment ago. She said that her son had gotten married, and she was involved in taking care of her dad, and she helped him move into a retirement community. And she said, the days just seem to fly by. I'm so busy, and there's just so much occupying my time, but my world has changed. I no longer have the particular family activities that you have when your children are growing, and when your children are away from home, it's sort of like the empty nest syndrome. And she thought she wasn't unhappy with the changes. This is a part of her life, and she had anticipated them. But she thought, what am I going to do with my life? So she decided she was going to take this particular day and do some reflection. And this is something all of us can do at any time, which I think is wonderful. So she decided she would fix, you know, some hazelnut coffee and have a special bread and Then she'd get down to the business of reflecting. Well, there was some leftover post, and she decided she was going to put it out in the yard for the birds. But there, when she opened up her door, she saw a baby rabbit, little bunny, munching the tips of clover that was sprouting underneath her bird feeder. And she said she absolutely has always loved rabbits. And she said, I'm always fascinated with them. But here's this little bunny, and I am absolutely fascinated by the way it's eating. It's just adorable. So she said she was just watching this bunny. And she said she noticed that no matter how busy, when she was reflecting, how busy she might be, if a bunny appeared, she said, invariably, her rabbit moment always benefited her day. And she wondered about that. And she realized one of the benefits that came from it was that it was slowing her down. She wasn't buzzing around. She was being quiet. And she said, if you watch bunnies, any fast movements around them, they'll freeze. And they just stay still. And as soon as they feel it safe, then they move and run for cover. So she learned that a long time ago, and she knows she has to stay absolutely still. She said it also, she noticed, had the effect of short-circuiting her busy, busy mind. She called them her runaround thoughts. So she focused on one thing, and she said, it created for me a state of mindfulness. And more than anything else, it propels me, she said, into a place of deep appreciation and awe. She said, I just am amazed by this little creature. And she said, I know they eat my tulips, but I love them anyway. She said, every bud of my tulips every year is neatly nicked. She said, I won't have my tulip bouquet, but I'm not upset. She said, the bunny really reminds me of what I need to do this year. She said, I need to slow down, focus, and be as aware in the rest of my life as I am in my rabbit moments. She said, each day I want to look for something even more. I want to expect something to make me feel fully alive. If something as tiny as a bunny can evoke such joy and passion in me, she said, surely my day must be filled with other moments that are worthy of awareness. So she said, whenever I see a bunny, I always thank them quietly because they are a wonderful gift to me. Well, this particular day, as she's going through all of these thoughts, she said the bunny lifted its head, moved around in her direction, and then noticing that I wasn't moving and I had intended no harm, it continued about its business. She said, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop and I'm going to buy a pot of tulips on my way home today. They're going to look beautiful on my table. And when they wilt, I'll plant the bulbs in my backyard so that next spring when they begin to bud, the bunnies are going to be able to feast as my spirit does in their presence. There is a woman who has taken something from nature and utilized it to empower her life. We can all do the same thing. You know, Native Americans have done it for centuries. When you take time to watch a leaf flutter, a bird fly, a bunny hop, or look into the big brown eyes of a beautiful doe, there's something that touches your heart and your spirit. You'll realize that we're all linked. There's really no separation in life. And that's why it's so important for us to honor the life that is around us and to take care of it. For as we take care of the environment, so we shall be taken care of by it. And to me, that is so very, very significant. It's a joy to be alive. And I know there's a lot of places in the world that have a lot of difficult things they're going through. But when one person with an attitude, a consciousness of mindfulness, pays attention, it does have a ripple effect. I'm sure you've heard the story about the butterfly. When it flaps its wings, the wind can be felt on the other side of the world. Just the same with you, how you think, how you feel, what you do. You make a difference. You're very significant, you know. And I'm so delighted you've been able to share this hour with me. This is Donna Sebo. We're out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. It's an absolute delight being with you each and every day. And may this day hold a gift for you that is unexpected, but just as rich as freedom. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you manana. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.